So that a man may say, so that a man shall say, excuse me, verily, that means truly, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth. Aren't you glad you have a God that is going to take your back? And he's going to take vengeance upon the evils that have been done to you, the evils that have been done to your church. Look, it's getting worse out there. Can you feel it? Can you feel it getting worse? Can you see it getting worse? I mean, President Biden gets elected, and the first thing he does is put a drag queen as our safety administrator or whatever. Or what was it, some of health, right? Yeah, real healthy to be a transvestite. That's a really great lifestyle, I mean, death style. And then just starts letting men wrestle women in wrestling, and, you know, they're breaking all the records and all this stuff. Talk about hating women. They say, we hate women. Well, how about you make some poor little girl have to wrestle some, you know, same person, the same age, same weight, but it's a dude. They're going to wipe the floor with them. And that's what's happening. All their running records are getting broken. And people are trying to, like, protect their daughters. Hey, if my daughter was having to wrestle some freak that was a dude, I would just forfeit. I don't understand why you let your daughter get beat up like that. Amen. There's an MMA fighter named Fallon Fox. And Fallon Fox is a man that just beats the crap out of girls for a living. He says he's a girl, but he's not a girl. He's genetically a man. And he shouldn't be allowed to fight women. It's ridiculous. But that's the kind of world we're living in. We're living in a kind of world where someone's watching the YouTube so they can shut down the first church service of a brand new church. That's the world we live in. Where you have you guys went through the protests. I was there with you for some of it, for a very small inkling of it. You had to endure it for 3 months after that. It wasn't fun, was it? But those are the people that try to break and destroy the work of the Lord. Turn to Psalm 109.